Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Bob Dacey's sitting here in the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, holding down the fort while Alex Jones is in New York with the 911 Truth Movement, doing all kinds of wonderful things up there. They're making the New York debut of Alex's new film, Endgame, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm sure it's awesome. Every time Alex comes out with a film, it's better than the last one. So that's debuting. I understand that Loose Change, The Final Cut, is debuting up there in New York. I'm dying to see that one because I'm told that I'm in it. I'm not sure about that. I'm kind of out of the loop. I'm the last one to know anything. But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with that. It's a big event up there, 911 Truth, and I'm going to morph into that during this broadcast here. Sometime during this broadcast, Alex is going to be calling in the second half of the third hour today, so you want to stay tuned for that. But again, this issue of killing the Trans-Texas Corridor is vitally important, and I got to stay on it for a little while because I got to get all this stuff off my chest. It's not every day you get to sit in the command center of the deep behind enemy lines with 2 million people listening to you and say what you want to say. And I am honored that Alex trusts me to do this. This marks the seventh and eighth time within a year that I have hosted the Alex Jones Show. And I am honored and really humble that he trusts me with this microphone of his. I cannot express how gratified I am that I'm doing this. Okay, now back to this thing about WOAI. They took the story that I wrote about TxDOT's plan. They're going to toll the interstates, even though they've been lying to us all these years about they weren't going to do it. You see what they were doing? They were passing this stuff out to all these investors and bankers and people that were attending this conference. They put a price tag so high on getting into the conference that, the average Joe's not going to show up. And, we got in as freelancers for the New American. So we got in, they're passing this stuff out, and I'm going, lo and behold, what? TxDOT's planning on tolling the interstates. Hey, they didn't tell us that. So anyway, WOAI, I think they got it from Sal Costello's website, because Sal posted the article with my byline on it, on Texas Toll Party and on Sal Costello Blogspot. I think that's where WOAI picked it up. And WOAI took it mainstream. WOAI, for those of you who do not know, is a blowtorch news radio station based in San Antonio. It's a mama. It's a whopper. So I want to read a few pieces of their story. Exclusive. Secret TxDOT plan to toll existing interstates. Internal report to Congress, obtained by 1200 WOAI News, urges Congress to repeal laws prohibiting tolling interstates by Jim Forsythe. This was posted and broadcast on Wednesday, August the 29th, 2007. I'm going to excerpt from the article. At the same time, local officials assure us that tolls will never be charged for traveling on existing highway lines. 1200 WOAI News has obtained a Texas Transportation Commission report in which TxDOT officials discuss ways to impose tolls on existing interstate highways. That's right. Your state tax money would be used to buy back highways your federal tax money has already paid for so the state could charge you tolls to drive on that highway. Chris Lippincott of TxDOT confirms the language in the report, but stresses that any tolling would not be done without the consent of local officials and the public. The report suggests that if Congress authorizes states to implement interstate tolling options beyond current pilot programs, it would allow revenues from toll finances to be used for other critical system needs. When we get back, we'll talk about what those other critical system needs are. Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones while he's up in New York for the big, gigantic 911 truth event. Okay, before the break, we were talking about this WOAI. We're talking about mainstream media. In this case, mainstream media really is helping us out. It's kind of a neat thing, you know. My New American story was all over the alternate media everywhere. And, of course, millions of people heard it when I was on the Alex Jones show. But it hadn't hit the mainstream. And WOAI, mainstream station, took it mainstream. And you want to talk about a stuff storm. Listen to some of this stuff. Again, I was just talking about how... The report suggests that if Congress authorizes states to implement interstate tolling options beyond current pilot programs, it would allow revenues from toll finance facilities to be used for other critical system needs. The translation of other critical system needs is Trans-Texas Corridor. So anyway, that was the exclusive that WOAI News broke, an exclusive on my exclusive, by the way, however that works out. And then they came out with Moore's outrage. This is another WOAI. Outrage is reaction to 1,200 WOAI News Toll exclusive by Jim Forsythe. And they said the reaction to their big story was immediately, and talk about everybody griping about it. The 1,200 WOAI News exclusive has now been copied by newspapers across the state. Toll road opponents jumped on the report as evidence that TxDOT cannot be trusted. Terry Hall of Texas Turf, an anti-toll road group, said they want to shift all of our current highways into tollways and double taxes for the rest of our lives. You can't trust them. One minute they're telling you, no, we have no intention of tolling existing roads, and then the next minute they're sending reports to Congress asking for that very thing. I don't think you can trust the agencies that are trying to toll our roads at this point. You can't believe a word they say. That's right, Terry Hall. You can't believe a word they say. And that's why it's so important for everybody to get to that meeting who can get to the state capitol by 6 o'clock tonight, or even by 7:30. Just come, you know. Show a force. Let them know that we're not going to put up with them tolling our existing roads here in Austin, all right? Then WOAI put out another one. WOAI Interstate Toll Exclusive prompts U.S. Senate action. Whoa, look at that. Hutchison vows to introduce a bill to prohibit tolling of interstates. Entire TxDOT tolling plan in jeopardy by Jim Forsythe. Way to go, Jim. I like this guy. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison today vowed immediately to introduce a measure that would prohibit states from tolling existing interstate highways under any circumstances. The WOAI news report appears to have possibly fatally damaged TxDOT's toll road initiatives, especially the already controversial Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, I love that thought. I love it. I'm going to read it again. This is from Jim Forsythe, WOAI News. The 1200 WOAI news report appears to have possibly fatally damaged TxDOT's toll road initiatives, especially the already controversial Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, that's a nice thought, but I think that's a little premature victory there. They're not going to give up so easy, although we have given them a monstrous black eye. It's beautiful, and I'm loving it, and I think it's great that WOAI took this to the mainstream. Now, again, then WOAI comes out with another one. The WOAI News toll report prompts calls for a congressional investigation. And Congressman Ciro Rodriguez says, today I contacted the chairman of the House Transportation Committee to ask for a congressional hearing to look into TxDOT's proposal. Boy, did we stir up a storm, huh? Here's another one. This is from WOAI.com. Lawmaker questions TxDOT pursuit to toll existing interstates. And this is Dallas Republican Senator John Corona, who was the chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, calls it a dreadful recommendation and says taxpayers have already paid for those roadways. And here's one, Dallas lawmaker rips TxDOT plan to toll interstates. This is from the Dallas Morning News. They picked it up. Let's see who else we got here. We got Houston Chronicle picked it up. TxDOT plan would convert some interstates to toll roads. Plan includes buying interstates and charging drivers a toll. Talks about the 24-page plan outlined in Forward Momentum. Again, I've got the copy that caused it all. It's right here. I'm looking at it. You really think it might be worth something on eBay? The copy that caused all this problem? Well, wouldn't that be awesome? The agency's attempt to influence Congress comes on the heels of its multi-million-dollar advertising campaign touting the Lightning Rod Trans-Texas Corridor plan and other toll roads. All right. And this Chris Lippincott says that he's surprised by the fact that everybody's mad at it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you something. Chris Lippincott, the TxDOT spokesman, who is quoted in these articles trying to defend this indefensible position that they've been lying to us all these years. They've always planned to toll our existing interstate highways, and they've always told us they had no such intention. Poor Chris Lippincott, he's the guy that's trying to defend this lie. And he's the same guy, the very same gentleman, that refused to allow myself and Kelly Taylor credentials as Simple Truth TV, as local TV news. He refused to allow us credentials to cover the Texas Transportation Forum. Same guy, Chris Lippincott. You know, it's funny, as I said in the speech, he should have tried to keep us out as New American correspondents, too. If it hadn't been for the John Birch Society and our, you know, the fact that we are, literally, Kelly and I both have written for the New American as freelancers, we wouldn't have gotten in this press. And so I'm very thankful that Gary Benoit of the John Birch Society was ready to back us up and send a letter in there and said, hey, Let Kelly Taylor and Bob Dacey into your conference as freelance correspondents for the New American Magazine. And I guess TxDOT didn't want to pick a fight with a national news magazine, so they let us in. Too bad they did, huh? Found the old document and passed it out to the whole world that they've been lying to us all these years. And you know what? I'm just loving it. I'm just loving it. Okay, more headlines on this. This is funny. You got to hear this. You know, Alex Jones is always talking about doublespeak. How they'll say one thing and say something else, and they say that there's no conflict in the two statements, but there obviously is. This is from News 8 Austin when they picked up the story. That's a local cable TV, Time Warner cable TV station. They said this. The department is lobbying Congress to pass a federal law that would allow the state to buy back parts of interstates and turn them into toll roads. Spokesman Robert Black, that's of TxDOT, says the report doesn't contradict Governor Rick Perry's repeated commitment that free highways will not be converted to tollways. Come on, Ricky boy, you can't have it both ways. You can't be asking the United States government to let you toll the roads and then lie to us about have no intention of doing so. And then, of course, AP picked the thing up. I'm loving this. This is great. Boy, you get into the mainstream, and they all are like, when one gets it, they all want it, you know. And Senator Hutchison's bill to prohibit the toll roads, you can go to the Thomas Government Document Locator. That's https://thomas.loc.gov, and type up bill S2019. And I'm telling you, we got the senator herself to say, "Hey, this makes me look good. I'm gonna put up a bill to stop this nonsense." Of course, now she's not your buddy either, but still, she's grandstanding to make her look good. But in this case, you know, we're happy about it. Then I got a poll here from KTEC 56 NBC, which is a TV station in Texas, a Richmond area, Richmond Tyler area. I'm sorry, Tyler, Texas, and they put up a poll. The Texas Department of Transportation wants to turn some existing roads into toll roads. Do you agree? 93% said no. That's about the same number that said no in Austin, Texas. And here we have it again. Once again, I hate to repeat myself, but 6 o'clock tonight, state capitol, CAMPO, the local board consisting of county commissioners and mayor types and state representatives and state senators and whatnot, they're going to decide on how to spend like $700 million, and they want to convert some of our existing roads around here to toll roads. You'd think they, after all this hit the fan with TxDOT getting caught doing it, that these people wouldn't have the cojones to try to do it again right there at the state capitol. But that's what they're going to try to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to get down there at 6 o'clock, state capitol, the extension auditorium at the north end of the new area below ground, all right? And, of course, MSNBC picked the story up. I mean, this thing went viral. I'm looking at an MSNBC article. TxDOT seeks to buy back federal roads and put tolls on them. Yes, I'm so happy about that. And somebody in on a blog at the San Antonio paper, at mysanantonio.com, says that this is the obituary of the Trans-Texas Corridor. I thought that was funny because he says that news of the plan didn't surface until recently. It unmasked the real goals of the TTC, squeeze money out of a citizenry whose lives revolve around highway travel. And he says the TTC's dead. It's not dead. Don't think it's dead. It's going to be playing possum. There's too much money involved, and the stakes are too high. You know, you have to have the Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA Superhighway to merge Canada, United States, and Mexico into one country. They're not going to give up, but we are smacking them in the rear end right now. Of course, it got picked up also by the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle. And again, Lois Colcourse, who is a good guy, said this is not only double taxation, it's a violation of the trust that should exist between citizens and government. Existing Texas highway lanes filled with our tax dollars should not be converted to toll roads and taxed again. Okay, I'm going to morph this into September 11th in a little bit. You just watch. I'll be back in a bit.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ken Anderson from Midas, September 10, 2007, gold, 704 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $726.24, $358.20 for half, $179.24 for quarter. That's $726.24, $358.20, and $179.24.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Omaha, you listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
All right. Bob Dacey, once again, sitting in for Alex Jones on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. And again, Alex's websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and that's a great deal. You ought to go check that out. And JonesReport.com. All right, here we go. The one more point I want to make about this fact that we have exposed the Texas Department of Transportation for the liars that they are. The timing of this could not be better. You want to talk about feeling good? You know, you always worry about, you know, whether the New World Order is pushing us back. Right now, we're pushing them back, okay? And it's an exciting time. One of the things at the conference that I attended with Kelly Taylor, you could tell what they were trying to do was they were firing up this PR campaign to snow job everybody into thinking that tolls are just wonderful. You know, it was a big PR campaign they're gearing up. And right as they're gearing up for this big PR campaign, we hit them in the face with the fact that they've been lying to us all these years about never wanting to toll existing highways. Mainstream media takes it. It's gone ballistic. It's gone all over the place. And, like, for example, now they're mad at them for their PR campaign. See, now they're jumping on them for that. It says, this is from mysanantonio.com. More lawmakers add voices to outcry over toll road plans. A firestorm ignited. This is a Patrick Driscoll of the Express News. A firestorm ignited by recent news about state officials eyeing tolls on interstates and spending $9 million to advertise toll road plans continued to roll through San Antonio on Tuesday. This is just from the 4th. So, again, it's illegal for them to be promoting toll roads with taxpayer dollars, Leibowitz said. A $9 million pain pill is what they're selling us to buy into their plan, Farias said. You know, everybody's dumping on them for everything, and they deserve it because they're a bunch of liars, okay? And they're trying to steal your money so they can build their Trans-Texas corridor so that the private Spanish company can run it and take the money to Spain. And that you can, you know, you can have the cheap Mexican Chinese goods come up from Mexico and throw more Americans out of work. You know, those guys. Then a Congressman Ciro Rodriguez from Texas, quote, TxDOT's plan is basically to retax Texas drivers is just plain wrong, and their use of taxpayer dollars to fund a pro-toll PR campaign is an outrageous waste of taxpayer dollars. How about that? And I just want to point out again that Kelly Taylor and I were working as freelance correspondents for the New American Magazine when we stirred all this up. And all you people out there, all you TxDOT people and all you New World Order crowd and all you globalists and one-worlders, I want you to know that the source of your problems right now with this horrible publicity you've been getting comes from the New American Magazine. Just wanted to let you guys know that. Us guys in the John Birch Society are kicking your tail. Okay. Now, we're going to change the subject a little bit. Christopher Hayes of The Nation magazine, on the August 27th issue of The Nation magazine, he's a big shot writer for The Nation. His title is Puffin Writing Fellow for the Nation Institute. That's his official title. A puffin is a bird, by the way. He wrote this big article in The Nation. I talked about it on Alex Jones' show. I wrote an article blasting it after it came out on Infowars.com. And he wrote this ridiculous article saying that the Trans-Texas Corridor, the big four football field wide monstrosity, was real, but that the NAFTA superhighway was a myth. You remember that. He said that the Trans-Texas Corridor is real, the NAFTA superhighway is a myth. And I was trying to figure out just where this guy was coming from. His story appeared in The Nation. It was called The NAFTA Superhighway. I was trying to figure out how in the world a sentient human being who studied the issue could actually come up with that conclusion and be comfortable with himself. And when we get back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit about his story, and then I promise I'm morphing this into September 11th in a minute. So once again, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Communications Radio Network. Back in a few.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Come, you masters of war, here they build the big guns, here they build the death planes, here they build all the bombs.
Okay, once again, Bob Dacey sitting here substituting for Alex Jones on the Genesis Communications Radio Network while he's up in New York with a big gigantic 911 truth event with WeAreChange.org. Once again, before the break, I was talking about my friend Christopher Hayes. Now, Christopher Hayes, by the way, I just want to let you know this. He's probably listening right now. I invited Mr. Hayes to come on the Alex Jones Show today and go mano a mano with me on his ridiculous assertion that there is no NAFTA superhighway in the works and that those of us who believe it are all a bunch of tinfoil hat-wearing kooks. You know, he came to town and interviewed me and Kelly Taylor for a couple hours at some little cafe down on Congress Avenue a few months ago. I gave that guy more proof than you can shake a stick at. Ridiculous, you know. So, anyway, trying to figure out what motivates this guy, why he came up with this cock and bull story. And sure enough, by the way, he is his boss, Katrina Vandenheuvel, is a Council on Foreign Relations member. That'll give you a clue. And her family is deeply involved with the CFR. There's three Vandenheuvels on their list. And so, you know, I'm thinking, well, gee, maybe that has something to do with it. But I couldn't pin it down because he flip-flops so much on his own articles that it's kind of hard to figure out where he's coming from. I invited him to come on the show, and he very politely said that he thought he would sit this one out. And he said for me to, you know, feel free to rake him over the coals, you know, in absentia, And, of course, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to do. And I emailed him back, and I said, I'm sorry you wouldn't come on, but listen to the show and bring some marshmallows. That's what I told him. So, Chris, if you're listening, this one's for you, buddy. All right. Now, what I want to talk about here, Chris has been blasted, pilloried in his own Nation magazine blog, his own blog, about for his ridiculous story. You know, again, the essential number one argument against his ridiculous assertion that is that you got this monstrous 4-football-field-wide monstrosity cruising through Texas, and when it hits the Oklahoma border, I guess all the rail lines and all the communication lines and all the freight lines and all the truck lines and all the passenger lines just stop. And they just don't go anywhere. What a crock. Same thing goes for Mexico. You know, the guy is totally, totally out there in left field, quite literally. But anyway, he's been getting blasted all over the place. Well, the other day on September the 2nd, Christopher Hayes was on C-SPAN, Washington Journal, and a friend of my TV show had recorded the event and sent it to me. And you can go to C-SPAN.org and look at their recent televised events and go down to September the 2nd, and watch the whole thing yourself. I have a clip from that we're going to play you here in just a minute, which pretty much slam dunks it from where Christopher Hayes is coming from. Guys, roll that clip.
I think it's clear from the callers that there's a lot of anger and a lot of distrust, a profound distrust of this kind of neoliberal agenda, that you have these meetings behind closed doors with the leaders, and the fact that corporations are essentially in the driver's seat of what's going to happen with transnational trade and things like that. And I think that has kind of curdled into some very dark conspiratorial feelings, but the kernel of it, and the reason that, you know, people are calling up and getting angry, is because we don't have a public debate. You don't hear it in the presidential elections, a public debate about what the direction of this sort of post-national America is going to look like, and whether it's either going to be a post-national America, and people are upset that that isn't part of the conversation. I think that's a really legitimate fear, that we don't talk about these issues, and so that's what happened.
You can read more about this topic.
Okay, how about that? Christopher Hayes, did you just expose your philosophy? What was that he just said? People are concerned that there's not a debate about the direction of post-national America? Is that what you're after, Chris? We're in a post-nation period, and the people just don't understand it, and so they're all getting paranoid. Post-national America? I was educated. I have a degree from the University of Texas in communication, and I got that in 1977. Graduated with highest honors, by the way. Radio, television, film. And I could swear that post in that context means after. You know, like, post-war, that's after the war. Post-national, after the nation. Post-national America, Christopher Hayes, you have coined a new phrase, sir. So that's what it's all about. The people are upset because they don't understand why there's no dialogue about dissolving the United States, because we're in a post-national era. Now we know where you're coming from, Mr. Christopher Hayes. And I guess now we know where your boss is coming from the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, the ones who are pushing this whole thing, David Rockefeller and his crowd. And I think one of your other puffin writing fellows at the Nation Institute, what's his name? Chris Hedges. He's actually a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, too. Hey, Chris, are you bucking for membership, good buddy? Oh, well, hey, you had the chance to come on and defend yourself, but you elected not to. Now, I'm not done with you yet, Chris. I am not done with you. You concoct this preposterous story that the NAFTA superhighway is a myth. You know, terrible. Your own liberals have gone after you on this. They say you've gone over to the conservatives because you're lying about this corporate land grab. I just want to make a comparison here. Now, you've got Christopher Hayes talking about post-National America, talking about, you know, there is no Napa Superhighway, although there is a Trans-Texas Corridor. His boss is CFR. Some of his associates are CFR. And on his blog, he flip-flops and goes back and forth, and he's you ought to go to his blog. I don't want to get into all that right now, but he says he believes his own thesis. He told me he actually believes the garbage that he was spewing out, and that's why I would think, well, if a puffin writing fellow at the Nation Institute would shovel out that kind of garbage, my question is, what other kind of garbage would he shovel out? So, I told you I was going to morph this into September 11th, didn't I? And I'm going to do that right now. Christopher Hayes of The Nation, as it turns out, wrote an article back in December for The Nation, another big story, and I'm sure he got a big old fat paycheck for being a professional prostitute, an article called 911, The Roots of Paranoia. Huh. Okay. So Chris Hayes writes a garbage piece about the Trans-Texas Corridor and NAFTA Superhighway. Would it be a stretch that he might write another garbage piece about the 911 truth movement? Let's get into that. Okay. I'm going to go through some of his article here. Christopher Hayes, 911, The Roots of Paranoia. According to a July poll conducted by Scripps News Service, one-third of Americans think the government either carried out the 911 attacks or intentionally allowed them to happen in order to provide a pretext for a war in the Middle East. Okay, Chris, it's actually way more than that. It was not just to allow them to have a war in the Middle East at all. It was so that they could pass things like the Patriot Act and tell us the boogeyman was going to get us unless we gave up our rights and things like that. Things like Dick Cheney and his buddies making all kinds of money with Halliburton on no-bid contracts and selling all kinds of military hardware and bankers getting to lend all kinds of money and making all kinds of money. Like that. It's not just a war in the Middle East, Chris. It's way deeper than that. You as a puffin writing fellow should know it's way deeper than that. Okay, back to Mr. Hayes. This is at once alarming and unsurprising. Alarming because tens of millions of Americans really believe their government was complicit in the murder of 3,000 of their fellow citizens. Okay, Chris, back to me again here. No, we don't believe our government was complicit in the murder of 3,000 of our fellow citizens. We believe a criminal elite in the top structure of our government is responsible for the murder of 3,000 of our fellow citizens, Chris. Let's get it straight. Let's not generalize. We want to get specific here. Back to Chris. Even though tens of millions of people apparently believe they're being governed by mass murderers, by and large, life continues as before. Unsurprising because the government these Americans suspect of complicity in the 911 has acquired a justified reputation for deception. Weapons of mass destruction, secret prisons, illegal wiretapping. What else are they hiding? Okay, now, let's get it straight here, Chris. We've got, for example, the weapons of mass destruction, which you quite correctly identify as a whopping lie. Now, the people who put forth that lie, that criminal elite within our government, who put forth that lie, that con job, in order to justify invading Iraq, knew darn well that thousands of Americans would die if they got away with their lie. Do you understand, Chris? They knew that if they got away with their lie about weapons of mass destruction, thousands of American soldiers would die. And they used September 11th as the catalyst. You think that if they would that cavalierly throw away the lives of thousands of American soldiers, they would give a rat's behind about throwing away the lives of 3,000 American civilians? Mr. Hayes? Okay, let's go on with the article here. The so-called 911 truth movement. He says that the danger of it is that it will discredit and deform the salutary skepticism Americans increasingly show toward their leaders. Interesting comment. So if you seek to find out what really happened on September 11th, that's going to mess up the good skepticism about the fact that our government lies to us all the time. Is that right, Chris? The truth movement's recent growth can be largely attributed to the internet-distributed documentary Loose Change. Yeah, that's right. And guess what? Loose Change, the final cut, is premiering, I think, today in New York City, Chris. And I'm dying to see it because I think I'm in it. I'm just, you know, I questioned the chairman of the 911 Commission last year in Georgetown, Texas, at Southwestern University. And I asked him a couple of questions that the mainstream media will not dare ask the chairman of the 911 Commission. I asked him why he said that the matter of who financed the deaths of 3,000 Americans on September 11th was, quote, of little practical significance, end quote. And his lame answer was that because it cost so little money. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the 911 Commission didn't follow the money trail. You got it? They didn't follow the money trail. It was of little practical significance. The other monster question that I asked him was the Building 7 question. You know, I laid out what happened to Building 7, how it came down, all the controversy surrounding it. No building like that had ever collapsed before. You know, explosive charges look like it's going up. It exhibits all the characteristics of controlled demolition. Molten metal was found in the basement. No plane hit the darn thing. It was 47 stories tall, modern frame, steel skyscraper. The whole nine yards collapses into itself. Never happened before. It's part of the World Trade Center. Larry Silverstein says that he and the New York Fire Department decided to pull the building. FEMA said they couldn't figure out what knocked it down. So, after laying all that out for the chairman of the 911 Commission, I asked him the question, why is there not a word about what happened to that building in your report? Now, no mainstream press outlet would dare ask that question. I ask it, and I think that's the one that's going to be in Loose Change, but like I say, I don't know. Anyway, I digress. I'm attacking Christopher Hayes now for his article 911, The Roots of Paranoia. Okay, so he says the recent growth of the truth movement can be attributed largely to Loose Change. I would say it could also be attributed largely to Alex Jones and all of the videos he put out about it, 9-1 run, Road to Tyranny, and successive videos, Terror Storm, all these things that Alex Jones put out. Because Alex Jones is the father of the 911 truth movement. Absolutely no doubt about it, because he called it before it happened. Okay? There's no question about that. I was listening to his TV show when he I think it was July the 25th, 2001, when he said that his sources were telling him that there was going to be an attack real soon, and it was probably going to be in New York, and they were probably going to attack the World Trade Center, and they were going to blame it on Bin Laden. And when Alex did that, I said, man, Alex, you don't make predictions like that. What are you doing, man? And sure enough, you know, just a few weeks later, he was dead on accurate. So Alex Jones is the father of the 911 truth movement, Christopher. Hey, you should have done a little research there. Loose Change has done a great job, but Alex Jones is the father of the 911 truth movement, period, over and out, end of discussion. Okay, now back to Christopher Hayes' article. Complementing Loose Change are more highbrow offerings of a handful of writers and scholars. Two of these academics, retired theologian David Ray Griffin and retired Brigham Young University physics professor Stephen Jones. He talks about them. I don't know why I didn't mention Alex. Alex should feel hurt. This is terrible. The truth movement's relationship to truth may be tenuous, but that it is a movement is no longer in doubt. Tenuous, Chris? continuous. There is nothing about September 11th, the official theory, that isn't tenuous. The whole official theory about what happened on September, the official conspiracy theory of September 11th is tenuous, Chris. It's not as though there's one thing out of place about September 11th. It's not as though one or two things don't add up until a bunch of tin foil hat wearing nuts are going, see, the government did it. Oh, no. It's way, way more than that, Mr. Hayes. And if you were honest and if you did your research, you would know that. All right, so I hear that we're fixing to have another commercial here pretty quick. And when we get back, we're going to continue with Christopher Hayes, The Roots of Paranoia. And remember, he wrote the nonsense about the NAFTA Superhighway.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Okay, Bob Dacey back again, substituting for Alex Jones here on the Alex Jones Show on this September 10th, while Alex is up in New York at the big giant We Are Change multi-day event having to do with September 11th and 9/11 truth. And before the break, I was reading from Christopher Hayes, the Puffin Writing Fellow at the Nation Institute, in his article about the roots of paranoia having to do with September 11th, and I'm going to continue to do so. Truth activists often maintain they are simply raising questions and as such tend to focus with dogged persistence on physical minutiae. And they then use these perceived inconsistencies to argue that the central events of 9-1-1 are not what they appeared to be. The entire official story of September 11th, Christopher Hayes, is an inconsistency. It's such a whopping lie, and there are so many inconsistencies. I could go on for hours and hours and hours about them. And it's not physical minutia to talk to somebody like William Rodriguez, the head janitor in the North Tower, who, with a whole bunch of other witnesses who will back him up, say that the first explosion that happened in the North Tower took place beneath him, and he was in the basement. That's not physical minutia. He says he felt the strike for the plane several seconds after the big monster explosion underneath him, which also caused another worker to get burned all over his body. Felipe David runs into their little building down there, in their room down there in one of the sublevels, and says, "Explosion, explosion, explosion." Other eyewitnesses says that the garage area had been completely destroyed by an explosion. Come on, Chris, do your research, man. You're a puffin' writing fellow, for goodness sake. Come on. Okay. Then he throws this one in. They always throw this one in. The people that like to debunk the truth about 911 always throw this in. It's like, it's in their playbook. Like, how to debunk 911 truth. Some don't even think there were any planes. You gotta throw the kooks in. I'll give you that, Chris. I will give you that. There are kooks in the 911 truth movement. There absolutely are. And people like Alex Jones have nothing to do with them. I've run into several of them over the years, you know. But just because there are kooks that think that holograms flew into the towers or whatever, don't paint us with that brush. Because, you know, we're not there. You know, we deal with solid, forensic, hardcore evidence. And but they always like to throw the real tinfoil hat wearing kooks into our movement to try to discredit those of us who are actually doing, you know, real work and real scientific and real analysis of what happened on September 11th. And then Christopher Hayes tells a whopping lie here next. He says, to the extent that there is a unified theory of the nature of the conspiracy, it is based in part on the precedent of the Reichstag fire in Germany in the 1930s. The consensus among historians is that it was, in fact, the product of a lone, zealous anarchist. That fact changes little about the Nazi regime or its use of the fire for its own ends. It's true the Nazis were the chief beneficiaries of the fire, but that doesn't mean they started it, and the same goes for the Bush administration and 9-1-1. Now that is a giant, colossal, whopping pile of horse hockey, Mr. Hayes, and you know it. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to continue with that line of thought. We'll be back in about 70 seconds. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.